Chinese pastors are committed to reaching the unreached. A large mission organization is being forced to cut hundreds of missionaries, and Salvation is roaming the streets of the U.S. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Over the last few weeks, we reported house church pastors being arrested, churches being closed down, and Christians facing abuse. But these acts of oppression aren't keeping Chinese pastors from expanding their work. WorldServe Ministries' Ken Leggett says Chinese pastors want to reach the unreached, and WorldServe is helping with that.
What we're doing is taking the one-way ticket into a new community to establish a church plant and to spread the gospel in an unchurched or unreached area within the country. Going to an area of maybe ethnic minorities within the country who have yet to hear the gospel.
WorldServe has started an Adopt-a-Pastor program to help. It's for new pastors only, and it's not an ongoing handout either.
The program will be between 2 to 3 years. They'll be developing a church, growing that into a body who are tithing members, and ultimately supporting that pastor. And then at that point, the funds will be reassigned into a new person going into a new community.
Call our resource line to adopt a pastor. Next, a mob of 3,000 Muslims attacked Christians in Egypt last week. 7 Coptic women were abducted and 7 Christians were injured. International Christian Concerns says no international powers have stepped in to help. The U.S. continues to give aid to Egypt, even as religious freedom is being violated. ICC says the U.S. in particular should put pressure on countries who ignore human rights. Until then, pray for believers to keep spreading their faith in the heat of persecution. You're listening to Mission Network News. Southern Baptists may have to cut their missions force by as many as 600 missionaries. International Mission Board says the cutbacks won't remove missionaries from the field, but not as many will be sent out in 2010. Those involved in the 2 to 3 year master's program will have to provide some of their own support. Other missionaries will retire. IMB mourns the fact that the harvest is still plentiful and the workers will now be fewer. Prayer is needed. Meanwhile, Salvation is coming to the U.S. This fall, the Belarusian band, whose name translates into Salvation, is celebrating 2 decades of music and ministry through a 2.5-month tour in the U.S. While visiting Greater Europe Mission, they performed a concert and shared how they started. New band member Mike Chobe says,
"When they started at the beginning of Perestroika, when communism just finished and the Soviet Union dissolved, the laws in all of those countries, they were all very loose and changing. And during that time, these guys saw there was a tremendous open door for the gospel."
Though laws grow more strict, their ministry is still meeting needs.
Right now, they've just seen that there's a hunger in the young people for something meaningful, and music is a great way to speak about deeper things.
Ultimately, the band wants to share the hope of Christ.
When you are in broken places, this is when you see God in his real strength. Those who have hope in God don't just survive, but they have real hope.
Go to our website to learn more. And the Jesus Film Project's Barry Fee says staff worked hard this summer filming a video-based discipleship series for Africa.
There are lots of people involved. This is not just the Jesus Film Project, but our national staff across Africa were involved so that these series would be applicable to literally all of the countries across Africa.
The new series will help new believers who respond to the Jesus film.
Learn more about what it means to be a Christian and what are some of the things that will help us to grow as Christians.
The Jesus Film Project hopes to complete 5 episodes of Following Jesus by year's end. Episodes address general topics of spiritual growth and distinctively African topics like spiritual warfare.
And they take place in a village setting with a village chief and individuals that come in contact with this village chief.
You can pray for production to keep running smoothly. Call our toll-free number or visit our website to learn more. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book Gateway to the Jungle, the incredible life story of jungle pilot George Boggs. It's yours free for the asking. Combining his skill as a pilot with his love of the Lord, he was able to point thousands of lives to Christ. Get Gateway to the Jungle at 1-800-995-4828 or request your free copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.